When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists and toxic people or toxic people try to replace you in your own life. Try to replace you. Now I know people, when you hear replace you, people automatically tend to think that the narcissistic person or the toxic person is trying to replace them, like with a new supply, with a new source or whatever, somebody else that they can get validation from and things like that. I know a lot of narcissistic people. A lot of people that deal with narcissists think that. You know what I mean? A lot of people that deal with narcissists think that when somebody hears the word replace, you automatically go to the new supply. But I'm talking about in your own life, like in your friend group, in your family group, at your job and things like that. Sometimes you have in the relationship dynamic right here, it's kind of not important. It can be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, husband, wife, your parent, one of your parents, your grandparent, you mean one of your best friends, one of your siblings, whatever. The relationship dynamic is kind of unimportant right here. It's just the narcissistic person and who they are in your life. They'll try to replace you, especially if the friend dynamic is probably one of the easiest ones to talk about. I mean, I can do the other ones too, but a lot of times you get these toxic narcissistic friends that, you know, they immerse themselves in your friend group, and they start to act like you. They start to try to, you know, You have your own separate friend group, and you meet this narcissistic person separately, and then you bring them together, and the narcissistic person tries to start hanging out with your friends without you, starts to go around your people without you and things like that. Like they start to not invite you out and stuff like that. You're like, hey, we going out tonight? Like hey guys, what we doing tonight? Oh, we already out. We out with your friend. Wait, since when? When did it happen? They said they told you. I guess they didn't. Well, we out here now. If you want to come, gotcha. They're trying to replace you. They are. And a lot of times the reason behind this, you know, attempted replacement, or sometimes they succeed. Let's be real. A lot of y'all will have this experience. Well, sometimes that narcissistic person will actually succeed in replacing you in your own life. You know what I mean? Well, like the friend group likes the narcissist better. They're like a better version. Sometimes they end up being a better version of you because they mirror you, take on your personality characteristics and your personality traits, and start to expound upon them. Sometimes, you're the fun outgoing person. They be the funner, more outgoing person. And they might have a little bit more money than you, so that they have access to more resources than you. Sometimes, so they become the funner version of you. You have just like so-and-so, but you got a little bit more money. So damn, you got, you know, we're gonna hang around you more. We gotta hang with you more. This is super fun. This, that. You know what I mean? They'll also try to replace you in your relationship. Like this is the dynamic right here. Well, if you have these toxic narcissistic friends, well, they'll try to replace you in your own relationship. What I mean by that, you know what I mean by that. They'll try to take your boyfriend. They'll try to take your girlfriend. They'll try to take your husband. They'll try to take your wife. Too many times you see this scenario where you get like your husband or wife ends up with your best friend somehow. Like they end up sleeping with my best friend. You think your husband or wife is a narcissist. It turns out your best friend, your best friend is toxic as hell. You mean your BFF is toxic as hell. Your brother or sister, whoever ends up with your husband or wife, is toxic as hell. And that's how the situation goes a lot of times, y'all. You see this, like they try to replace you in your own relationship. Like you can tell they start flirting with your husband, or they start flirting with your wife, and then behind your back some cheeks are being clapped, and then eventually sometimes it comes out, and they just leave. They leave you as a friend, and your husband or wife leaves you as a partner. They have successfully replaced you in your life. because sometimes they end up like you become, it's like a different version of triangulation where you become the center of focus and people, both of them come together from complaining about you or having grievances about you. Or they both like you and they're trying to plan a birthday party for you. And instead of blowing out the cake, instead of blowing out the cake and stuff like that together, they end up blowing out each other's cheeks or blowing out each other's backs or whatever the situation might be. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. They try to replace you in your own relationship because here it goes a lot of times. Because again, it goes back to jealousy, the jealousy component. A lot of narcissistic people are just jealous of you and think that they can be a better version of you. Sometimes it goes from just normal jealousy into the range of envious, where they think they try to just, you know, you don't deserve your life. They think they deserve it more, so they try to get it into your life and replace you. You know what I mean? And then they blame you for it. They blame you or they blame God. God puts people in front of you. You see it happen in the church all the time. You have two cheaters go to church and try to get blessed. It's like, we both cheated on our husband and wife, but God brought us together. Well, God has brought together, let no man tear apart. Cheating, lying, manipulators. They'll do that. That's one of the most common things that I see. My narcissistic ex left me for my best friend. Not knowing your best friend toxic as hell, because they have to have a level of toxicity to them to go behind their friend's back and sleep with their husband or wife or best friend or something like that. Or your ex, you and your husband or wife get divorced and then they end up with your best friend. I thought you would be happy for us because you didn't want them anymore. So what's the problem with me having them? We can't be friends anymore. Then they try to make it seem like you're the bad person because you don't want to be friends anymore. We're brothers and sisters. Like, we're siblings. Like, you gonna end our sibling relationship because of some cheeks? Because of this dude over here? You gonna really do that? Wow, you're really a horrible person. Somehow. You're at fault here. You see what I'm saying? That's the mindset, and that's how it goes when you're dealing with a lot of these narcissistic people, y'all. They'll try to replace you in your relationship. They try to replace you at work. Like, you see this with coworkers. They try to replace you at work. You know what I mean? They try to act like they're narcissistic robot has to reset. Deep breath. Taking in O2, oxygen, breathing out CO2, carbon monoxide, whatever one it is. So they try to replace you at work, like you're up for a big promotion. They act like they're your best friend and they stab you in the back and take your job. They stab you in the back and take that promotion. They stab you in the back and get you fired. They stab you in the back doing water cooler talk and turn your work friend group against you. They try to replace you at work too, y'all. This is like, you know, it's like there's a movie called I've talked about this movie before, but it's called Taking Lives with Ethan Hawke and Angelina Jolie. Well, Ethan Hawke plays like this sociopathic, psychopathic dude, right? And he literally he finds people in his life or people around, he mirrors them, and then he unalives them and takes their life. Like, literally replaces them in their own life. Typically, that person is like a grifter or somebody that's, you know, traveling by themselves or something like that. And he literally mirrors them, takes on their personality characteristics, takes on even their walk and talk and stuff like that, and replaces them in their life. It's called Taking Lives. It's an older movie. It's probably about 10, 15 years old now. I think Bruce Willis is in it as well. It's definitely an older movie. You know what I mean? But it's a good movie. He literally replaces people in their own life. So this is not an uncommon thing, y'all. Your friend, narcissistic people typically tend to be jealous people. So it makes sense that they're trying to replace you in your own life, in your own circumstance, in your own situation and things like that. So you have to protect yourself. Just watch it. Watch out. No, don't just watch out for the red flags of boyfriend, girlfriend type stuff. Like, watch out for the red flags of your friends. If your friends are jealous of you, you might not want to keep that friend around for a long time. If your friend finds your spouse attractive and flirts with them, you might not want to keep that person around for a while. You know what I mean? If your coworker is, you know, kissing the boss's booty cheeks, but then come back to you trying to play both sides, you might not want to keep that person around, y'all. The red flags are out there. You just have to notice them and pick them apart. You see what I'm saying? You have to be the one that do that. You just absolutely do. No, you just absolutely do. You have to do that type of stuff right there, y'all. You have to get into that mindset and stuff like that. So watch out for the red flags of friendship, jealousy, envy, toxic behaviors, and things like that. Because they or they just act too much like you, whatever, they will try to replace you in your own life. It happens all the time. All the time. Just be wary of that, because they'll start to act like you, talk like you, walk like you, dress like you, and do things like that. Y'all, it can get kind of weird and get kind of obsessive and things like that. So just be careful and be on the lookout. But like BOLO. You got a BOLO for your friends. Friends and coworkers and family members and stuff like that. Because like I said, it doesn't just apply to friends and coworkers and stuff like that. It could be your brother or your sister trying to replace you in your own life. One of the craziest stories, I'm gonna say this before I go. One of the craziest stories that I've seen on TikTok so far since I've been on there. Like this woman, right? Her husband cheated on her like 12 years ago, and of course she forgave him. And you know, she has like a younger brother. I think she has an older brother. So this woman forgave her husband for cheating on her, right? They end up raising the kids together and stuff like that. And he ended up leaving her for his brother's wife. For her brother's wife. They've ruined all the, like, I'm just telling you, keep the toxic people away. Once they reveal themselves, keep them the hell away from you, y'all. Keep them away from you. But before I hop off here, y'all, look, if y'all, I don't know if y'all noticed the jacket on here. This is the one of my zip up jackets for my brand right here, the I Love Me brand, the self love brand. You know what I mean? Got the logo on the front, and it's got the big, turn around. It's got the big logo on the back too, y'all. So this is available in the shop and things like that. But like and subscribe for more. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.